Population and displacement centers tripling within a period of 2 weeks, relief workers are struggling to provide shelter, water, and food. Emergency latrines have been erected in Vanuvia, where the majority of the displaced in camps are located. The country director of the humanitarian agency CARE, Nick Osborne, tells VOA News, it is a race against time to prevent a possible outbreak of disease.
The priority is now going to be putting more latrines up that are going to be able to cater for that large number of people. So, yeah, providing the water and providing adequate sanitation is going to be a priority in terms of limiting the potential for diseases in the future.
About 200,000 Tamils have taken shelter in what the government calls welfare camps in villages. The United Nations estimates between 50,000 and 100,000 additional civilians are trapped in a 4-kilometer sliver of coastal land where the rebels remain. A United Nations spokesman told VOA News the organization considers the situation here the most serious humanitarian crisis in the world at the moment. The government, the United Nations, and private aid groups collectively expect $200 million is going to be needed to handle it. CARE's Nick Osborne says many donors have been generous, but with no immediate end to the situation, more is needed.
Funding's going to be crucial, both for the government to be able to fulfill its ability to meet the needs, but also for us in our working in partnership with others as well, and to be able to meet the emergency needs of that population.
Norway is donating $10 million. Japan has announced emergency aid to Sri Lanka of $4 million. Canada is pledging $3 million. The United States has given $15 million for Sri Lanka via the World Food Program and another $12 million in non-food aid. Diplomats say more aid is being considered. Besides insisting aid agencies have unrestricted access to the displaced, some foreign governments are also requesting a halt to the final offensive to allow civilians trapped between a coastal lagoon and the sea to escape. The government rejects those calls, saying that would only benefit the remaining rebels, estimated at less than 1,000 fighters, not the civilians who authorities say are being used as human shields by the LTTE. Sri Lanka's army says it has the Tigers surrounded on three sides, with the Navy patrolling the fourth side, the Indian Ocean. The military says in an effort to protect civilians, it has stopped using heavy weapons, and any reported shelling is being done by the LTTE. Steve Herman, VOA News, Colombo.